UK's National Health Service to test all transgender kids for autism, report. By Kurt Zindelka on April 28, 2025. Britain's National Health Service will reportedly test all supposedly transgender children for autism. Adopting recommendations from a landmark report which criticized the previous practice of putting adolescents on the path of life-altering gender reassignment procedures. As NHS England shuts down the infamous Tavistock Child Transgender Clinic in London and replaces it with regional clinics, a change of approach will be taken towards children who are experiencing gender dysphoria. Rather than the tack taken by Tavistock, which was accused of ignoring other mental illnesses present in child patients in favor of dubious and dangerous transgender medical practices, such as prescribing puberty-blocking drugs, the new clinics will take a more holistic approach, The Telegraph reported. Under fresh guidance seen by the broadsheet, the NHS will now require that gender clinics screen children for disorders such as ADHD, autism, learning disabilities, or other mental health issues, as they could be the foundation of their gender stress. Given the high prevalence of neurodiversity identified within this population, all those attending the NHS Children and Young People's Gender Service should receive screening for neurodevelopmental conditions, the NHS guidance reportedly stated. Should an underlying issue be found, the clinics should then refer the child to the pediatric neurodevelopmental services. The updated policy comes in the wake of the report from Dr. Hilary Cass, which found that so-called transgender medicine, such as the use of puberty blockers on children, was built on shaky foundations and that there was not enough evidence to support continuing the path favored by progressive gender ideologues. The Cass report also found that the significant rise in the number of teenage girls identifying as transgender was likely linked to undiagnosed autism, which is often missed in adolescent girls. Dr. Cass also pointed to an element of social contagion, noting that online stressors such as the proliferation of pornography and social media was likely impacting the mental health of young girls. The reported move by the NHS to focus on other mental health issues will likely serve as another major blow to the radical LGBTQ+ movement in Britain. It followed a landmark ruling from the UK Supreme Court upholding biological reality, by finding that the concept of sex is binary. A person is either a woman or a man. Over the weekend, the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, released interim guidance stating that the ruling means that public-facing institutions such as hospitals, restaurants, and shops should not allow biological males to use female single-sex spaces such as bathrooms. The Equality Watchdog also plans on issuing guidance on sports in the coming weeks. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.